fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Thursday, June 16th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, well, we have some very interesting news that broke, I'm not even kidding, minutes before I started setting up for the podcast. Scott Cawthon, the creator of the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise, has announced his retirement. So that is going to be the end of Five Nights at Freddy's. And that really does mark an end to an era in horror gaming. I personally am not going to miss it too much. Mostly because the fandom just kind of got so obsessive that it just became excessive. But needless to say, there definitely was a strong following for the games. And there are going to be tons out there that are going to miss his work. But I mean, there's still plenty of games from the Five Nights at Freddy's series for all to play. All right, let's talk about Windows 11. There was a full leaked version of Windows 11 out there. So not only do we have the June 24th announcement that could be just about anything. Whoa! And on top of that, the Windows 10 officially having a end of service date now attached to it. But now, as though we needed any more confirmation that Windows 11 is a real thing, we have a full version of Windows 11 that has been leaked. Granted, this is a very, very leaked early copy of it, but it is functional, and plenty of people have gotten it to work on mostly virtual machines. And in fact, Linus Tech Tips just finished gaming on it using a virtual machine. But there are some very interesting, noticeable differences. First off is, and I take everything I'm about to say with a heaping bowl of salt, by the way, because it's a very, very early version of the operating system. Anything can change at any given moment. Keep that in mind. First off, the start bar has been centered, so it kind of starts in the middle and then kind of builds out, with the Windows logo still being at the left side, but at the left side of this centerized bar. I'm not honestly really a big fan of this, just because the more you add on the bottom, the bigger it's going to get, and the position of the start button is going to change. Other things is that it appears that they're doing away with left click on a lot of various things, trying to make it a much more touch-friendly operating system. It's clearly trying to be what Windows 10 kind of failed at doing, being an operating system that is good on all platforms, whether it be a mobile phone, a tablet, a dual screen device, whatever. It is basically what Windows 10X was supposed to be, but now it's being flushed out more and becoming its own operating system. By the way, we are using a new method to make this podcast. Please let me know what your thoughts of it. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.